Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, we're continuing Mishnah Yomi in the ninth Perek of Shvit at the fourth Mishnah, continuing in the topic of Bi'or, putting out any produce that you've picked from Hefker that you're keeping in the house when this produce is no longer available for the birds and the animals out in the field. So Mishnah Dalet says, Ochlin al Hamufkar, you can continue keeping what's in your house and eating it, and it's not yet subject to Bi'or, on the basis of what's mufkar, what's ownerless, what's hefker, what's freely available. For instance, in a field that has no fence, no gate, so the animals can go in there and get whatever they want. Aval lo al hashamor, but not on something guarded. Now, this shamor doesn't mean there's somebody standing there with a spear who's going to prevent people from going in, because that would be usur on shvius. On shvius, you have to allow the produce to be accessible for people to come and take it. However, if it's growing in a courtyard in a house, the wild animals can't really get there, but people could use the door or the gate to the courtyard and go in. I've heard that it is sufficient if somebody wants to make his garden hefker on Shvius, he could put a note on the garden that says the key to this lock is in my shtender in such and such shul on this street, so they can know where to find it, and they know where to find the shtender, and if they want to take it, they'll go grab the key, you know, from down the street, not from miles away, from down the street, and they'll go open it. So obviously that would be shamor for animals, but not for people. So that would not be okay for beer. But Rabbi Yossi Matir Afla Shamar, he says, even so, even if it's in a garden that's only accessible to human beings who can work the lock or the doorknob, it's still good enough, and you don't have to do beer yet if the produce is in such a place. Mishnah continues, Ochlin al tefichin ve'ol ha'dufra. Now, tefichin sounds like it's in the bird feeders, something like this. The bird feeders, the pots where birds sit and nest, and you would put some seeds and some grains in there to feed the birds. And the dufra is a tree that grows dew, meaning two crops in 1 year. It gives you some fruits, and then a few months later, it gives you more fruits. And both of these crops come out during the Shemitah year. So even if you have fruits from the early crop, as long as the later crop is still on such trees, you could keep it in the house, not yet subject to biur. Valo ala sitvaniot. Sitvaniot is from Lashon stav, meaning the autumn. Now, the sitvaniot are the winter grapes. These are grapes that they start to ripen during the Shemitah year, but they don't fully ripen until the year is over and it's already winter. We mentioned such grapes in the fourth perek about how since they started, they had chanata, blossoming, and they started ripening on the Shemitah year, then even though they're not really fully ripe until the next calendar year, they are considered Shemitah produce. Rabbi Yehuda has a qualification here. Rabbi Yehuda matir kol zman shebikru achlo yichle akayitz. Rabbi Yehuda allows it, meaning allows you to keep the early ripening grapes in your house, not subject to beer, because these winter grapes, these later grapes are still available. As long as they've started ripening, they're somewhat ripe, before the kayitz is over, before the summer is over. So if there's some grapes like that, you could keep the other grapes in your house. Good. Mishnah Hey, Kovish Shlosha Kivoshim Bechavit Achat. He's pickling three different species in one barrel. So for instance, he might have tomatoes and big cucumbers and small cucumbers all in one barrel. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ochlin al Harishon says you can keep eating the pickles out of this barrel until the Zman Bior arrives for the first one. When the first of these items, say tomatoes, are not available in the fields, the animals first, then you'd have to stop eating them. They'd all be subject to beer. Now, the reasoning we talked about in the last perek is perhaps they're absorbing the taste of the other species. So you're pickling everything together. We have a concept in halacha and kashrus, kavush kimevushal, that pickling, even though it's cold, it transfers tastes like cooking something in liquid in the same pot. So the tomatoes during the pickling absorb some of the cucumber tastes, and the cucumbers absorb some of the pickle tastes, and such like this. So if there's zman bir for the tomatoes, you have to put everything out because they've absorbed some of the tastes, and now it's time for beer. So you'd have they'd, everything would be subject for beer because the tastes have been exchanged and intermixed in the barrel. Bishua mer afala achron. Rabbi Yeshua is meikel. He says you could wait until beer of the last item. Because Rabbi Yeshua, according to Bartnura, is saying that not only do the tastes that are subject to beer move around and switch places, but even the tastes that are mutter. If you have two items that don't have beer yet, then most of the taste is going to be mutter still. Hasn't come time for beer yet. And you could keep eating it until the very last one, because even the last one, there's still mutter tastes until the beer deadline for that item. Rabban Gamliel Meir, kol shekola mino sode, anything that's that species is gone from the sode, so it's no longer available for the animals, now it's zman beer, yivar mino minachavit. Be'alacha kedrav, the halacha is like this. So once something's gone from the field, so for instance, all the tomatoes are no longer available, so you'd have to go in the barrel and scoop out all the tomatoes, but the cucumbers and the celery or whatever else is in there can stay. Rishimon Omer Kol Yarak, he says all the vegetables, echad l'bir. They're considered one thing for beer. So even if the tomatoes are gone, but the celery is still available in the field, you could leave everything in the barrel because vegetables are not a very chashu food and they're basically interchangeable. If you send someone to the store and say, please get me vegetables, you know, if you don't give them a specific vegetable, then really anything will do. You just needed some vegetables. It's not like you needed chicken or beef or something specific. You just needed some vegetables. And they're sort of more or less interchangeable, according to Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah has another topic. Ochlin birgila. You can continue eating purslane. And purslane is interesting because it grows out in the wild. It's not such a chashuv thing that's always domesticated and farmed. It can grow wild also, so it's hard to tell if the wild animals still have purslane available. You can ochlin birgila, keep it in your purslane, keep it in your house, ot sheyichle cigariot mi bikat bet charon, until the cigars, there's actually these artichokes, are dried up in the from the valley of Beit Netofa. Now the valley of Beit Netofa was in a valley that got a lot of rainfall, so the artichokes there lasted a long time and were basically the last artichokes available. So as long as there's still artichokes there, then purslane, which similarly can last a long time, but it's hard to find, similarly the purslane is still available to the animals and not dried up yet. But once the artichokes over there in Beit Netofa are all dried up, then you can be pretty confident that the purslane is also dried up and no longer available to the animals and would be subject in beer. Shkoyach.